We all belong to different groups, different clubs, and different organizations. Sometimes the number of groups we belong to can be staggering. We belong to health clubs, book clubs, and teams. We're in sororities, fraternities, and study groups. We belong to some type of one-in-a-month club, and we have friends and favorite groups on social media. Even here at this parish, we belong to a religious society, a service group, a support group, a prayer group, a ministry. Well, with the amount of faithful commitment, both time and money, by our family here at St. Mary Helper Christians, I defer to brevity. There can be no doubt that in some shape or form, we are connected, we belong, we are hooked up. And yet there is one organization that all of us belong to, one that is bigger and older and more important than all the rest, and that's the church. Friends, we are gathered here today by the grace of our baptism, belonging in Christ, his holy church, and connected with his living stones, one another, and our fellow Catholics throughout the world. God has called each and every one of us to be a chosen race, to be holy, and it's truly right and just that we give him praise within this sacred building, a building that has been solemnly dedicated, consecrated, blessed, hallowed, and set apart for divine worship. And it is here in this building during the celebration of Mass that we are joined with the heavenly multitude as our Lord transcends both time and space to fill our hearts and minds with his words and nourish our souls with his sacred body and most precious blood in the Eucharist. Today's dedication feast is an occasion for us to thank God for his gift of us and of our church, and also to commit ourselves once again to receive this gift as worthily as we can, in resolute fidelity, in holiness of life, in authentic worship, offered here in the power of the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us deepen our commitment to Christ's mission by proclaiming his gospel in our actions and words, opening our hearts and minds to the teachings of Christ's holy church, to pray for the guidance and wisdom to do God's will, and to pray for our fellow Catholics throughout the world. One of the themes in today's scriptures for this feast is the holiness of God's temple. We are reminded that we are God's temple, and the Holy Spirit dwells within us. We must keep ourselves, through God's grace, holy and pure. Just as a church building is dedicated to set it apart as the house of God, so must we be dedicated to the service of God. The gospel account of the cleansing of the temple reminds us of this call to wholehearted dedication. Just as the merchants and money changers had turned the temple in Jerusalem into a marketplace, there may be occasions when we are distracted by the values and mentality of the marketplace than we are to the values of the gospel and the mind of Christ. And for those times when we have missed the mark or fallen short of what Christ asked of us, we can seek his mercy and forgiveness to cleanse our temple through the sacrament of reconciliation. In today's reading from Revelation, we hear of the Bride of Christ descending upon the earth in radiant beauty, an image of a time to come when the church is perfected in holiness and united in Christ. Through our prayers, sacrifices, and good works, we foster and strengthen the sanctity and holiness of the church so that she may be joined with her bridegroom, Christ. Just like our family and faith that has gone before us, we are the foundation for our successors, endowed with spiritual gifts to do what our Lord asked to do for his church, to work towards her perfection of holiness. So how can we live our lives to focus our lives to this calling? St. Peter reminds us that Christ founded the church, that Christ is the church, and from this cornerstone, we share a sacred inheritance and solemn responsibility as Christ's living stones. Our identity as a church here in Aiken, joined with the Diocese of Charleston, and connected with the Universal Church, comes with a mission. The words of St. Peter are true for us. We are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people uniquely belonging to God. If we dare to accept this identity, then we cannot shirk the mission of announcing the praises of Him who has called us out of darkness and into His wonderful light. For we cannot be the church without also doing the work of the church. This calls each and every one of us to a commitment towards something bigger than our own ambitions, our own plans. We have been called to radiate the light of Christ into the world. This means reflecting the light of Christ in our homes, our family lives, our friendships, our workplaces, and our schools. It means carrying the light of Christ whenever we encounter someone who is suffering from an addiction, someone who's on the margins of society, someone who has been told that they are not worthy of respect or love. To these people and into these places, we must be the authentic church. We must do the work of the gospel. Doing a transcendent work does not give us excuse to flee from the serious problems of the world, nor the thorny struggles of the church. Rather, it gives us the perspective to enter into the fray with a strength that does not originate in human effort, a wisdom that far exceeds human ingenuity, and a determination that is the fruit of faithful conviction. Some of the challenge to our work may come from outside forces. The masses who have allowed themselves to be formed by a culture that rejects who we are and mocks what we believe. The changing landscape of thought, morality, and values that conflict with what we hold most important. Other challenges come from within the church. When individuals have failed to be faithful and integrate the gospel into their lives. We see this all too often with those who take issue with the teachings of the church and her clergy, and those who subject the faith to their own personal opinions for personal or professional gain. Friends, from these challenges we must not hide, nor can we give in. These challenges urge us to greater fidelity and integrity in living out the gospel communally and personally. Hold in your hearts that our fidelity in living out the demands of the gospel in all the dimensions will give witness to others its ageless power to shape and transform human lives. We must become one in our desire to know, love, and serve Christ with every fiber of our being, one in our faithfulness to the teachings of Christ and His Holy Church, one in our common worship, and one in our outreach to those who are in need. We cannot bear the light into the darkness of the world unless we are joined together with Christ. We cannot hope to have an impact if we work on our own, disengaged from one another. We are stronger together, for we share a common source, a common history, and a common call. So as we leave Mass today, inspired by the Word of God and strengthened by the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist, what are those things that we can let go of? What are those things that we can do to profess and live the saving message of the gospel in unity with Christ, His Holy Church, and His living stones?
Let us stand.